Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James, published by Berkeley in 2022. Today's book is about true crime, fear, and hauntings. By day, Shay Collins works as a medical receptionist, but by night she runs a popular true crime website called The Book of Cold Cases. She lives in the small town of Clear Lakes, but Shay's daily life is not normal. Having been abducted as a child herself, the newly divorced Shay won't ride in or drive a car and is hyper-vigilant about her security in her house. One day at work, Shay spies a familiar face in the surgery waiting room. At first, she thinks the woman is an actress until she spots her name. It's Beth Greer, a local woman who was accused of a double homicide in the 1970s but was acquitted. Shay follows Beth, and when the older woman confronts her, Shay asks for an interview, and surprisingly, the media shy Beth agrees. Beth invites Shay to her sprawling mansion, where she's lived alone since her parents died. Inside the strange house, frozen in time with its 1970s decor, Beth begins to tell her side of the story. But why has she chosen to confide in Shay? The more time Shay spends at the mansion, the more convinced she is that something is not right. Is she being manipulated by a murderer? Or is there something else at play in the Greer mansion? Told from the perspectives of both Shay and Beth, The Book of Cold Cases is a gripping psychological thriller about two complex women, both haunted by their pasts. Their relationship becomes dependent. Shay wants to get to the truth for her website, but for some reason Beth needs Shay too, and begins calling her in the middle of the night to talk. But would anyone be foolish enough to trust a suspected murderer? Shay's traumatised by her kidnapping as a 9-year-old, but through the anonymity of the internet, she can help solve other crimes, but without having to leave the safety of her secure apartment. But as her relationship with her sister becomes tenuous and she's attracted to a private investigator who helps her with their investigations, Shay is desperate to live a fuller life. But can she? Beth is enigmatic and intriguing. In the 1970s, she was seen as the face of evil with her good looks, her wealth, and her ambivalent attitude. She suffered harassment and sexism, but the lack of evidence and a good lawyer let her walk free. But is she free? And what was her role in the murders? This is a book about trauma and hauntings by the past and loneliness and the desperate desire to break free from those patterns. But it's also about a big, spooky house on the edge of a cliff. So if you like true crime blogs, the 1970s, spooky mansions, determined and complicated women, lies and shame, you might like The Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.